Track 3.2. Unit 3. Reading 2.
Starting on the path to success? 1.
It once took a company a long time to be worth $1 billion. Today, dozens of tech startups are achieving this level of economic success within their first 5 years. While successful tech startups have the ability to change traditional industries, many are still not successful. Companies should focus on easy access, the use of free content, creating a product people need, and the time it takes to be successful.
2.
So, what is needed to be a successful startup? Firstly, you do not have to create a completely new product to sell. One approach many entrepreneurs take is just to improve access to products that already exist. This can be via an online shop, like Amazon, selling and delivering a huge range of products around the world. Another approach is by changing how we use a product. For instance, the industry of streaming movies and TV shows has seen big increases in the last decade. Many previously successful companies have now closed because of their decision to continue to sell the old physical products that people were demanding much less. Knowing when and how to adapt to the changing world is vital. When was the last time you rented a DVD through the mail?
3.
Another recent change is the increased demand for free products. Why has this proven to be such a successful concept? Firstly, there is the obvious point that most people like receiving something for free. However, giving everything away for free is clearly not a good business model. The second main reason is that companies can give people a small part of a product for free and then charge for more features. This is called a freemium model. One issue startups find difficult is that very few people will have heard of their product or service. By giving a certain amount away for free, you can get people interested and willing to pay for more or further access. Lastly, companies don't need to spend as much on advertising because people are likely to tell their friends and family about free products. If you give people free products or free access for sharing posts on their social media, then you can reach a lot more people both quickly and cheaply.
4.
Despite there being some examples of extremely successful startups in recent years, the number of startups that fail remains high. So why do so many new businesses fail? One reason might be that there isn't a need for the company's product. One priority any new company should have is to solve a problem that exists. For example, online shopping solved the problem that many people just do not have time to shop in stores. Secondly, companies or products fail because it is the wrong product for the time. Mini discs, which were smaller versions of CDs, did not do well at first because of their cost. Just as the cost became lower, MP3s became popular and people bought them instead. Thirdly, there isn't always space for the product in a crowded industry. When a market is already nearly full, it can be very difficult to get customers to notice you. People already have loyalty to a brand, and unless you are very different or unique, then a business will find it difficult to be a success.
5.
There are a number of other key reasons why a startup business fails. Firstly, many new businesses simply fail because they do not have enough money available. It can be expensive to run a business, especially at first, when you have to spend money on fees to advertise your brand. Many small businesses simply run out of money before they become successful. Secondly, and connected to this, building a good brand can take a long time. It can also take a lot of money to build a reputation before a business becomes successful. Airbnb, which found it difficult at first, managed to improve their brand and reputation by using professional photography. Without the time or money to spend in this way, the company might not be successful today. Companies that can survive more than 5 years have a much higher chance of going on to become successful and profitable businesses.
6.
So, what makes some startups so successful? Understanding what customers want, timing your product correctly, promoting your company cheaply but well, and having enough money to survive the first 5 years are important for a startup to be successful. A fantastic idea 5 years too early will probably fail. A company with a fantastic product but a lack of money will probably fail. Many things need to fall into place at the right time to put you on the path to success.